men are good, though it seems that we are very often quite misunderstood. Men are good, we are not bad, so please let go of any misconceptions that you've had. Men are good, men are good, men are good. Well, men are kind, we have gentle loving hearts and creative thinking minds. Men are kind, we are not mean, in spite of all the television images you've seen. Men are kind, men are kind, men are kind. Well, men need rest, men need rest, we are brought up to believe we are disposable at best. Men need rest, we work too hard, and a day away from work does not mean working in the yard. Men need rest, men need rest, men need rest. Well, men love peace, men love peace, and we wish that all this crazy macho ramble stuff would cease. Men love peace, men hate war, and I'm here to tell you we will not be fighting anymore. Men love peace, men love peace, men love peace. Well, men are great, men are great, whether changing stinky diapers or employed as heads of state. Men are great, the world around, from Tokyo to Mozambique, tiny Russian towns. Men are great, men are great, men are great. Men are good, men are good, though it seems that we are very often quite misunderstood. Men are good, we are not bad, so please let go of any misconceptions that you've had. Men are good, men are good, men are good, 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 good.
Men need positive thoughts and amnesia so we can stop trying to prove to everyone that we're okay. That's why we oppress others with our racism and capitalism and heterosexism.
You sound like not so Tiny Tim, Jacob.
My son is fine, Ebenezer, but you are not. We must make those isms into wasms, or humanity will not survive.
You're overly dramatic.
And no wonder. I've had to sit next to you day after day, invisible as part of my penance. If you wish to escape my fate, Ebenezer, you'll need an extreme makeover. Tonight, you will be haunted by three spirits.
I'd rather not.
Without their visits, you cannot avoid the path I tread. Expect the first when the bell tolls one, the second on the stroke of two, and the third when the sound of the third bell has ceased to vibrate. Look to me no more. For your own sake, remember what has passed between us.
Jacob?
That night, Scrooge tosses and turns in his bed, waiting for his grandfather clock to announce the appointed hour.
Finally, 1 a.m. Time for the first spirit. Or did I imagine the whole thing?
Scrooge strains his eyes in the darkness and sees nothing. He smells a hint of carnations and breath mints. And then, in the moonlight streaming through his window, he sees the ghostly form of a thin young man with long white hair and piercing eyes. The spirit speaks.
Hickory dickory dock. Clock struck one and Bob's here for your makeover. Oh, spirits of time past, where do I start with you? House, wardrobe, food, or personal grooming? No, I'll leave that for the others. Let's you and I trip into your past and see where all your cute little 13th century ideas came from. Come on, hold my hand, honey. We're going for a ride.
But Bob, you're from the other side.
Who's your daddy? No worries, Scroogey. We'll be fine.
Bob takes Scrooge by the hand and they glide lightly out through the window casement, cruising over the streets below. like the smell of fresh-baked pizza in Little Italy. As the clouds envelop them, Scrooge loses all track of time until the fog breaks and they gently settle down in a field.
I know this place. This is where I grew up. I used to hide from my father in that notch of trees there. This meadow is just as I remember it.
In the distance, Scrooge sees a teenage boy sitting on a bench with his arms wrapped tightly around the girl on his lap.
Why, it's Amy. My Amy.
She can't hear or see you, Scrooge.
And that must be me? That's me, Bob. Look, we're in love.
Such a sweetie, too. And listen, she's singing.